Mashir Lamates, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chaf Beis Adar Aleph, Hey Tov Shem Mem Vav, March 3rd, 1986, on Monday.
Here is the mocker. You see, the Mishnah Berurah says that Eve can only be Deicha, and Yisra Ravonah not, and Yisra Raisa. So it's thesis. And we will flip it on Poshut. How could the Eve has for sure be Deicha and Yisra Raisa? But unless the Eve assumes such an extent that this needs out of the government, this needs out of the government. As a matter of fact, there is a children of a translator that when Teisha says that we all see the paper. The Mishnah in Avin Zohar, the Chavot says, Vas Yisroel Yaldes against the Chavim, Mibnishim Yaldes, Ben Labides Chavim. That a Vas Yisroel should not deliver a baby of the Mibedes Avin Zohar. Because then she helps the Migade or children to Avin Zohar. Was sie soll mit ihr alle in die Sebe, haben sie sich auch mehr als dann, wenn sie kommen. Und zurück means, even the Misachel, you know, allow. Why? Because of the Isaiah of the Sechon. In other words, the Mishnah's reference to a to an Akumi Roshe, who is either a Zionist in the Neach. So there is a Roche of the Yitzchonik, of the Mailin the Limerini, of the Mailin the Limerini. So, some Meire, you're not allowed to be always the Yitzchonik, even the Chay. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yisik Bishar Shor, Mishmei. In other words, when is it kosher to deliver a baby to an Eretz Kechavim? If it's the chiva, so then there won't be any evil and ill will. And no one will have a resentment against Jews just because they don't run, you know, to every woman, you know, who is giving birth to a baby. But suppose a certain woman, you know, she's in the profession, you know, of delivering a midwife, you know, of delivering babies, and then it is Chavim asks her to deliver a baby and they'll pay her. So then if she refuses, there will be ill will, so then it's muta. In other words, there is a loche of remiling the living, but not an evil. There is no yisel of remiling the living. So that basically may not. Ulude that Chavim Bishap said, Bishar Shorem Shmei. So Rav Yosef at first said that not only Misachel Bishar it's muta to deliver a baby of a pagan woman, but even Bishabs, because of the baby. Amra Baye no. Yechel Eimeim Alo, Didon Dimita Reshapse, Michalim Alay, Bitchut Limita Reshapse, Uwe Michalim Alay. Look at how so in other words, you can avoid it. So there is a children of some sefer. And that's the color on the Mishnah Berurah, the why the Mishnah Berurah says that. But Misha Feinstein mentions it. It's not in the children's, but it's a certain journal that was given out by the so-called Ravensburg Institute for medicine, you know, medicine. So they asked Misha Feinstein to submit an article. So they are right, it's not in the truth. So, although Abai Yechel Menola did don't mean to the shops and Michalinolai, did Chud mean to the shops and Michalinolai. So there's a Chuban Samseka. He says, only if it's a time where such a talent is accepted. So this man had more. So it was acceptable. But today, such an explanation is not acceptable. Such an explanation is not acceptable. So the Tamsufa says that many times, he doesn't say all the time. But I mean, you know, in the days of the Tamsufa, the Goyim were not as sensitive in regard to this issue as they are today. So Sam Sefer says in many situations, Eva today is to Glach Nefesh for Israel. So then of course it's mut. Of course. But anyway, Abaya says, Yechel Nimalo, the Tond Ninta Reshapse, Mechalim Alay, the Tchut Ninta Reshapse, Lui Mechalim. So the only business why Abaya says that we are not allowed to deliver a baby of a pagan woman and Shabbos, Asra, is because you can avoid Eva. You can give an explanation. But suppose he can give an explanation, suppose that Chovim resents this kind of explanation. As people today, they wouldn't accept it, this kind of nation, then it's Mutar. But how can Eva be Deicha and Nisar Reis? That's the discussion. So think of this discussion. Tainil Rav Yeitzel, the South Reiter, the Shore, Ula Bayer Name, the Mishane, the Leke Eva, Mashma, Ho Ike Eva Shore, Heiche Shavino, Mishume Eva, Milze, the Nidbe, Nisure, the Reis. The Amrino, the Filachmina, Shotin, Heishi Tiode, the Nate, the Hemo, the Dilbel, Uber, Asher, Neel, Ohio, the Shemaker, Dodom, Gidule, do kill the gates. So, Abaye says, he can explain. Implication being, suppose this explanation doesn't work, so then you're allowed to deliver a pagan baby. So, because of Eva, so in the Eva, we can call Shabbos in the Lord of the Eyes. We have to go to the Shabbos of the Mishbah, even in a machine, the Kohle Chodoshah, Poshah Gidulah. So this says, since it's already Kohle Chodoshah, it's not a mature baby, but it's a mature baby, so cutting off the umbilical cord doesn't involve Melech HaRais, only Melech HaRabon. So that's why there had been a void. Anyway, so this says that the reason is why I buy it, that Yitzhak and I buy it, both say, in case of Eva, we are allowed to deliver a pagan baby and to cut the umbilical cord, because the cutting of the umbilical cord in the case of Kohle Chodoshot does not involve the Melech HaRais. But where it involves the Melech HaRais? So then we are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, Mishmei. This is it. Now, but anyway, how about the Koch Nefesh? A big boy, Nitzar. Without Eva, not consider Eva. So, is it Eiche Shabbos or it's not Eiche Shabbos? So actually, it's a Mishnah for Ashes. Yeah. In Yume. Mishnah Yume Dach Begimul and Gav. Mishnah of all of Matthäus. Sofik Nishon, Sofik Eishon. Sofik Chai, Sofik Mes. Sofik Akum, Sofik Yisroel. Nishat Hino Tzagal. Matsu Chai Nifak, Nishat Hino Tzagal. So he Gav, fell from somewhere. And if he Sofik, maybe he's already dead. Maybe he's still alive. And then there's another subject, babies need to help. So we are the house. So only because of the possibility that maybe it's oil, not in the body, and maybe it's there, and maybe by the moment that the debris, you know, of the gal will still save his life, because even if he's alive, maybe it's without a way. So in other words, the Gavit Koch Nefesh, we don't rely on Svekshek. Even if on the basis of Svekshek, it should be also, as long as there is a possibility that Shukhul Shabbos will save the life, so Mele is there. Indication being, what if it's Father Yaakov, then you're not the Father Shabbos. So it's Mishnah Mefereshes that we are not allowed to inherit a Shabbos for an hour. But the Rav Miri says, this is the Rav Miri Shita, you know, all over the Shabbos. He said that in regard to Abi Desakum Teres, it doesn't apply to the going today because they're not in the Lilies, they're not in the underlying it in the Neach. But Aramiri has his own shame. Just as in respect to the names of the shame, he never mentions in it. Like Rambam, Haidet, Tehran Chavarin, the Rambam, Tehran Asidim, Tehran Magin, the Haidet, Tehran Rabbonin, the Rashi. So, when the Miri says an Akum who is in the Lily and is either as I was in the Neah, so he uses another word. He says, in during the Dalke Adosis Tanus. There's the Miri say that. Why did the Miri have that? I don't know, but I mean, he's the only vision who had that approach. Pikuach nefesh in Yume, on that mission. In Hilchem Beachar, Chita, Chotzer Shehoyu Be Yisraelim, Be'edei Hoelilim, Eidei Kichovim Mazoles Hakadmeinim, She'inon Mitzubim Lechal Shabbos Aleim, Achar She'inon Shum Das, V'gam Inum Chishishim Lechibas Chevra Sodom. What does it mean? I mean, if he was an Akum Eroshe who is addicted to all the crimes, even on Zayin Simeach, that's what it means. What is Zayin Simeach? Sorry, the Barayas, Shevdomi, Gezlo, Dini, Ibn Achai, Amen. They all have to do about Chivas Chavas Ha'odom. I mean, maybe even a high does not have to do with chesed, you know? And maybe he does, you know, if a person is in the habit, you know, of cutting off a limb from a behemoth, so he's in no likelihood he's a violent person. Even if he does it just to behemoth, he's a violent person. And he's likely to do but perpetrate violence upon a human being. He's a barbarian if he acts like it. So anyway, he says that this halacha that the Mishnah implies, Sotik Hakum, Sotik Yisrael, in the war, so in the Mechal of the Shabbos. Indication being that if it's a Tarei with Yehovim, where not the Mechal of the Shabbos has reference not just to Egoyim, but to Egoyim and the Yehovim, the Roshe, the Zeyla, the Zayim, the Sinlea, whom we are not allowed to be matzil to chayot. Because when Miley will read it, naturally, if we're not allowed to be matzil in the chayot, how are we allowed to be matzil in Chal Shabbos and be matzil him on Shabbos? That's what he said. And then the washing of the year is very strange. He says, Piklach nefesh in Hilchim ve'achar rein, Kitzat chotah shoyu v'yisrael yirayim v'olirim maminim. And then the footnote to the Tzitzah. No, this I came from. Oh, the Tzitzah also, but this is somebody else, a different thing. So, he says in the footnote that in the other footnote, it says, as I read before, The Russian is very strange. You know, the Russian of the Russian, you know, the we are not obligated to be in Khal Shabbos. The implication being that If you want to do it, you can do it. But even so, we are not obligated to hold the Shabbos. What is optional? You ever hear such a thing? I mean, it's optional. Why do you use such a lotion? I mean, that's not the caution, but he's trying to explain. But why do we say she'imanu rashoim lichal shabbos? Why do we say she'imanu mitzuri lichal shabbos? Anyway, so what is the sheet of the mirror? The halacha of the chayim applies to a b'neach or doesn't apply to b'neach? It applies to b'neach. He says that gateisha, and not only gateisha gomo. Today's going, even the biggest city in Ceylon do not have a din of the gateisha gomo, because gateisha gomo has to be mikabel, the tishleisha, this man shayit oneik. So a gateisha gomo is not shayach today. And he says that Ruach Nefesh is not deiche, only the Yehovim Mazori Sakat Meir. Indication being that today's going, we're not Rishoi, we're not Avayonim in the Zayis in the Neach. So then, we are Mechal Shabbos for the Ruach Nefesh. So that means that the Aloha of Ruach Nefesh of the Chaybem applies to the Neachot. Applies to the Neachot. Let's see. Tisvas in Sanhedrin. Gemara Sanhedrin, you know the Gemara. Daf Ein Daled Amud Beis. Boyen minei mirabame, b'neach mitzuve al pishul shel Hashem, o yei mitzuve al pishul Hashem. Omar Abaye Toshma, sheva mitves nistavu b'neach. V'nise tam yahadu. All right, anyway, then the Gemara, according to one Gersa, says that Bitzine is not included in the Nefesh, and the Faresia, so it's a Bible usually. And according to the other girls, the Ammon's girls, so the Gemara is stated that they bring Bitzine, bring the Faresia, he doesn't have to be in the Nefesh. But the Gemara is a shy. The Neach, the Tzugal, the Hashem, the Zuzikashe, the Gintima, the Chai Bohem, the Yisroel, the ואפילו ישראל לא ימחויב, אם זה עצמי אפילו בציני, היא לא ידחסים בחי בהם. How can you more have a soft weather in בניך? Is מצווה אותי שהשם אמרה, whether if a בניך is forced by, I mean, a בניך agitation, because if he's in a big hobby, he is not interested. So, בניך has to say, שאלה, I want to be a Chiyam Zewa. So, and then Anos forces me, tells me, if I don't bow down to the idols, so then will kill me. Do I have to be Mishanefesh myself or not? So it's more as a shayla, whether he's Mitzvah Yish Hashem, or he's not Mitzvah Yish Hashem. So he says, Meichat, he says, should he be allowed to be a Mizore in order to save his life? Why is Israel allowed to be either Al-Kolatir Kule, except the three Averas? Because of the Chayben, but the Chayben is mentioned regarding Israel, it's not mentioned regarding the Neer. In Dima, but the Chayben is Israel, but in Israel, you know who you bring to Israel. Hatil Bitzine, you know you see the Chayben. Yesh Reina, if you know the history of the Chayben, ולגייחד ולניו עכשיו מצווה סמריציה פנן המרושו דאפילו יצינה יאוד ועל יאבו לכולם. So this is the first thing that Taisa says that the reasons why the Torah had to mention the Chayvim to tell us that we don't learn out other Averes from the Tzeich and Aram Rosso that it's Yorgo Yavim. But even without the Chayvim, it's a Rasvore. So if somebody is forced to be there, let's say, Machal Shabbos, to be there, and so on, under threat of death, so he doesn't have to be misunderstood. It's a Rasvore. Even without the Chayvim. So Mele, true by the Neach, the Posik of the Chayvim is not mentioned. But maybe it's not in Rasvore, he doesn't have to be misunderstood. What the pshat is. It's a very strange thing. So there's a mention, Horowitz, the Pinsker Horowitz, was one of the Dele Ador. So he mentioned the cases, he gives a certain pshat, I don't want to discuss it now. The Abbeis is up, and the Sugi of Machteres, you know, the Abbeis on the Abbeis is up. So in Ganoful, I mean, I'm asking questions and so on, asking moment. So there, if you want to look it up, in the Hebrews of the Zamisha Hall, Pinsk Hall, he discussed the thesis. But I heard from my father's friend, the prophet, a very simple pshat in the thesis. Now, I discussed what is the aloha of Onus Chachmoy Patrei, whether Onus Chachmoy Patrei is only pure of Onshi, but it's not in Matir and the Eicher and the Yisurim, or Onus Chachmoy Patrei apart from the highway. Onus Chachmoy Patrei is in Matir and the Yisurim. In other words, it's not an Aver. It's not an Aver by Onus. So, the Baramoya Shiti is that it's not an Aver altogether. That's why the Baramoya says, in case of Onus by Zor and Gila Arayes, so if it's Mishamla Noes Atzmei, so then, if it's Mishamla Noes Atzmei, so it's Mutala. So it's not that. So, why is it Mutala? So the Ramban is Kashes. So what does the Ramban Pesachim give the Teretz? That there are two alohas. One aloha is the Chayv, the Tukach Nefesh is there. So the Tukach Nefesh is there, only Surim except the three Averes. But then there is another matter and another Deicha of Onus Chachmoy Patrei. And Onus Chachmoy Patrei does not only imply that he's part of Onshi, but that its matter is so. He's not a Chayte, it's not an Adere. If he's an Onus Gomor, so then it's Deicha the Issa also. So it's not an Adere, my Onus. So, but the reason is why Rav Zohar and Galarayas is Mechuyev Misanefesh himself, is not because of the Issa Rav Zohar. The Issa Rav Zohar is Nitche, the Mokinenes. Not the Mokin Tukach Nefesh as such, but the Mokinenes is Nitche. Nitche. But we said Nitzav Kiddush Hashem, Nitzav Chil Hashem. So when is the Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, it is Mishan Laber, Mishan Laber, Mishan Laber, there is no Kiddush Hashem. So Menele, the Ram says, that's why by Maisev and Mechoch, Shinoso Neino, Yisho, you have the Chachom Shilom out of Boile, even though it's Mechama no Satsni, because there was the Nonus, Nonus, the Sakon Sefoshes, so the Aloch of Tukach Nefesh, is the Yich Oli Suri, not of the Zohi de la Rayas. But the Din of Orus Chachmure Patre is the Yich is Matir, even the Yisha, the Abir of the Zohi, and the Rayas. That's what the Baramuya Shit is. And that of the Shem Hold, as the Ramban says, that absorbing Glavayas, so it's Yorgo Yadav because of the Chin Rabere. Chin Rabere, so in other words, that so the Ramban can hold that Onus is not Matrisun, only Tukach Nefesh Matrisun, but not absorbing Glavayas. Shechubon, everybody needs that is, that neither Tukach Nefesh nor Onus is Matrisun. So, there's the Ramban. So the Arishen holds that Onus Chachmoy Patrei is does not involve an Aver altogether in Onus Gomor. So maybe that's what it means. Even without the Chayvim, in case of Onusim, So it doesn't have to be Mishamedesh himself, because among us, there's the Svare, on us. There's the Svare. There's the Svare. But the question is, by the soil there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Maybe that mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem applies to the Neach also, or it doesn't apply. So anyway, Teisa says that the halacha of the chayvim be soils, and but it doesn't apply to me. So the mashua is a kasha. The mashua is a very kasha, of course, and it's not a kasha that you can give any talents. But it's a kasha. He says, why does Teisa assume that the halacha of the chayvim is never the soil, not the me? There is a membrane. There's a more in the camera on the test and the Zora da Timu, in Sanhedrin da Timu test. For me, I mean, in nine shapels, no three days of the hero, Shahu Kitin Kodu. I was saying that I should ask him some more than the Haide. Kid Kahan within the Israel Loinema, El Odo, Holomarito, Shapel, no three days of the hero, are in Kitin Kodu. So it's the same person. That Akum Jesus with here, not here is with here, are very kicking God. So are very kicking God. The Gemara is another Kashi, but he's not allowed to be Isaac with here. Akum Joseph with here, Hayat Mitzah, and Yachid Mitzah, and the Ram says. So the Gemara says, Bishelah Mitzah delay. That's when it is a big madrege for a boy. If he's Isaac, Bishelah Mitzah delay. So, the Kameya applies the posik of the same posik from which we learn out that Pukach Nefesh is Deichem. Kol Yisurim Shibateo. Asher Yasir is an Odom de Chayben, the Chayben Leishyom. So he applies it Dabkeli Gabi Akku, because the Torah doesn't say Asher Yasir Kohan Lidin be Yisrael. Asher Yasir is an Hodom. Hodom means everybody. And as Rabbi Tam points out, because the Gemara says, that Adam Kohen Modom, being Hovin Kohen Modom. So, how is it here that Ramea says, Afil Akum is a Tiro? Because there is a difference between Odom and Hodom. And Akum is not called Odom, but Hodom is called. Anyway, I don't want to go into it. But, so, here the Gemara Ramea says that the Posik of Asher Yasser is Odom the Chaybe has reference to any human being, not Afki Jew, even Nochi. So what's this? So why the faces say it as if they were partial? The Chayvim be Yisrael, see, and the country was. That's the Mashos Kash, I think. Yeshli Dagdek, Minolon hod the Chayvim be Yisrael, Dagdek, see. Ha'am Rumen Ferg Dalad Mises, because that's the test. The Reishi Dikwash Yasun the Chayvim, wegen kommen anexi die oche am din osam ki han mir din die sollen leine ma el hodom de lame chafel kommen des betel a reking od die shleina di mashmalo te shi te is di talmud es kirle und di nien han proshe di de haibe und di shi om us ben lo yhavi di chafi di chwa haib kro di in loikei mai kom in boyle in mitzul di nea hatu shashem avadu lo yin istave midirsi de chayber, all that's no kasha altogether. In other words, but by Yisrael there is certainly a loch of the chayber, but still being here, the Zore, there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So here too, maybe in the Gabi B'neach, there is also a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So he gives the teretz. He gives the teretz. The teis shiti is that while the pshutishon of the chayber has reference to everybody in the goyim, But the drosha of the chayvim v'rishlamos bem is limited only to Yisrael. It's not limited to God. As a matter of fact, it doesn't apply to God. But Taisa says, but in case where the Neach is Nenas, so then, on the basis of Svore, he is allowed. Because Onus Rachmone Patre. But Onus Rachmone Patre, according to many Rishonim, is only Shayach where there is a Maisins, but not by Chile. So Mele, it follows that according to Taisa Shite, suppose that the Neach is a Chile Shayach Bisakon. And the doctor say, he has to eat Eva Menacha. That's his report. Eva Menacha. So, is he allowed or not? So, Rabbi Kvedia, Zagoyus, and Yodeh, does anyone have yet? Don't have to bring it. The Chilek Aleph Yodeh? No one has yet. Chilek Aleph. No one? Chilek Aleph Yodeh is not here, huh? No one has it? Okay. It's in the scene. Do you have it? Yeah. All right. It's in the simen dealing with Eilam Nachai. It's either Samadimul or Samabeis, you know. The simen dealing with Eilam Nachai. So the Rabbi Kvedia raises that question. Whether if a Bneach is a Chile, Sheish Bisakone, and doctors say he has to eat Eilam Nachai, whether he's allowed or not, according to this text, it's mashma. That is not allowed, because the halacha of the chayvim, applies only to Yisrael. Doesn't apply to Bneach. But the business why Bneach is forced to be ima b'zor. The Abizor is allowed because Onus Rachmone Patre, but Taisa Shite is in Tzuves, Taisa and Rashi, that Onus is only Shayach when there is a Maisin, it's not by Chile. Some may later follow that according to Taisa, if we combine Taisa Shite in Sanhedrin, Taisa Shite in Tzuves, Rachobov, so then to follow that the Neach, Chile Shevi Sakone, is not allowed to eat even Nachai. In order to save his life. As a matter of fact, I think something else, according to Tzvetz, will follow. Suppose a Yisrael is a Chilei Sheish B'Sakone. So, of course, every other Jew is allowed and is mechuyev to do everything except the three averas to save the life of the Jew. It goes without saying. Suppose one person is a Chilei Sheish B'Sakone, he needs a certain medicine. But you can't get that medicine. You can't get medicine. You can't get it. You can't get it in any drugstore. You can't get that medicine. But there is one person who has that medicine. Private person. And he doesn't want to give it. You have to steal it from him. So suppose somebody says, Shadow, can I steal the medicine? Can I steal the medicine? Say there is enter a penicillin tablet. He must have, he has pneumonia, and without the penicillin tablets he'll die. And the drugstore is out of penicillin tablets. There is one person who is less penicillin tablets. The only alternative is to steal it from him, because he wouldn't give it to me. He wouldn't sell it to me, he wouldn't give it to me, to steal it from him. And somebody will shout, can I steal it from him? Can I gazle it from him? So of course the answer would be Tikach Nefesh is Deicha Kol HaTeir Kule is Deicha De Labo Chusik Neibu or Chusik Zil also. So you still suppose a Jew is a Chile Sheh Bisakone, he needs a medicine and we can get it, but then a certain boy says, I know a certain person who has it, but he wouldn't give it, I can steal it from him. So the goy says, you want me to steal it from me? I'll steal it. And yes, the goy has a child. Can I steal it? According to Taisa, the answer should be to the goy, no, you can't steal it. It If a Jew wants to steal it, he can steal it. If a Jew wants to steal it, he can steal it. Because the Kach Nefesh is Deiche, Kolatir Kule. So is Deiche, is his neighbor, is Deiche, no, he sees it. But if a Beneach has the child, and the Korn to taste this, so the Vachaybe and his own Nemo and Beneach, so not of justice, he is not allowed to eat him on the high to save his own life. So try to get him out to steal and to gazel. That's one of the Zionists in the Neach in order to save the life of the Jews. So it works both ways. So in other words, so you cannot accuse Tesis of being discriminatory against Goyim, because according to Tesis, the same thing would apply in regard to the life of the Jew also. The Rechaiben is Nemo. So, that's how the Gega Shail in the Agoyas, Simen Samadino, I don't remember which Simen it is. It's one of these Simen where it deals with the Ilan Nachan. In your day, so he raises that question. So, according to the case, says it is also. But, what is the Mirishite? The Mirishite is that the Chayben is, does apply to a Beneach. Because the Miri says that a Jew is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the Gatesha. Not only Gatesha no more. And Yitzhak is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of an Akma Roshe where it's a mile and a million. But the Gatesha, yes. Is anyone that are the first person in the end? No, this is not the Ruch HaShabbos. The Rambam, Ruch HaShabbos. The Rambam, the days of Ruch HaShabbos, Aloch and Brain, said as follows. In Yalvin, I said, it's Kehobim, Mazol, it's the Shabbos, it's the Mish, but the Morgen, not the Zor, but the Chavorim, ואפילו בשכר, ואין חי שישים לאיבו, ואף על פי שאין שם חיות, אם לא תאיב לנו לא כדי חייס. אבל מיילדין אז בסגר תשע, מפני שם מיצובים לאחיה ישראל, ואין חלנו על נרס השם. אז זה גם מוסס, כי בסגר תשע, נענת מחלת השם. ופועל מסוים מחלת השם. So apparently the Rambam agrees with Jesus that the halacha of the Chayben doesn't apply to the Neach. So even the Teisha, where he's Mechuye to be even the Teisha, so Mechuye Vachreitze, even the Teisha Gomo, so we're not the Chodeshans. Now the Magdushne, Magnishna always mentions the Mokhat and Rambam. So here he says, Avon Yalvin Bagatesha, Zeh Poshu, Shalom and Tzidun Lachit, he said that Lachit and Lizor, how about the other thing, Avon Hans HaShabbos, he doesn't say anything. In other words, the Magnishna didn't know any Mokhat. He didn't know it because he knew that there was no Mokhat, no explicit Mokhat. But the Shiva Sakamban is a Rasvoy, like Tinsis, that the Aloha of the Chayben, the Aloha of the Chayben applies only to Yisrael, not to the Neach. Now, does anyone have it here, the Rambam of the Smurachim? No one? The Rambam tells you that Noach and Aruch are days. The Neach Shon say Hanos La'aber Alachas Mishleisa. Mutal La'aber. Atil Nenas La'aber Yavrizo Re'eben. If he shall be king now to his Hashem. So I heard from my father that the Rambam mentions that in connection with Onsianos, not in connection with prayer. Why? Because the Rambam cheating is but vis-a-vis the Rambam doesn't say the Neach Shoyo Chile, the Mutal Laber on its face of the Rapids or something. Because there is nothing else. The Rambam says in regard to the Lord of Ashton, in other ancient invasion in the Shoal, and there's there is no mysins. There is no mysins. So then, the high bend of the flight can be. That's the Rambam. But the real shit is, that's why the Rambam says, the team told us the face of the Rambam. Because the high bend doesn't apply to the Neach. In the Melech, according to the Rambam too, a Neach will not be allowed to steal in order to save the life of the Jew. And someone says discrimination, it's going. It works both ways. It's not really discrimination. The din of the Chayben is memory is soil, it's not memory with the Nech. According to Aramiri, so of course Aramiri says that an Akumu is not even as I mentioned, the Akumu Yamitsuvit in the Chashas. I think from the washing of the Ramban in his Asoges and his so the Rambam, it's mashma that we are mechuyet to be mechal Shabbos to save the life of the patient. It's not explicit, but I don't want to spend time because today I want to finish the Yom Kippur. So next week, Bezras Hashem, we'll start the sugya of the I'll just tell you. The Rambam has his asodis and his amitzis. So after the Nian amitzis essay, he mentions 16 mitzvahs essay that the Rambam omitted. So mitzvah desire, shen tzavinu lehachilis geir v'teisho להצילה מרועוסי שמולו מצווה בנו ואינופו לו לבגל שנתרח בכל כחילו והצולוסי ומולו חילה ניססי ברועוסי ותכל שכם מאחינו ישראל ויוצרק שמולו חיוב שחוב לנו בכל אלה והוא בוהם פיקוח נפש שמולו חיוב לנו בכל אלה והוא בוהם פיקוח נפש יחשב. So he thinks, and there's a very interesting deal. So he says, when talks of the Jew-Aidya Tzedek, and Tzedek is the Yisroel Gomor. So he uses the singular, Shon Mechuyotin Lecholele, and then he uses the plural, Buhu Bohem Pikach Nefesh Tereshmas. Why does it change from the singular to the plural? Apparently, when he says, Buhu Bohem Pikach Nefesh Tereshmas, he has reference not only to Yisroel, and the Gatzedek, who is also Yisroel, but to Gatishev as well. So, in other words, that's why he uses the plural. Otherwise, if the Ramban Shita had been that only the Pikach Nefesh of Yisroel, the Gatzedek is a Yisroel, so is the Rishabes. So you should say, Oy Yisroel, the Gatzedek, Shem Mechuyotin Loi Becholele, Vuhu Boi Pikach Nefesh. Why does it change from the singular to the plural? So it seems that the Ramban is chilek hanish kizam. The Ramban says, "In the Yitzchak Shabbos, Avol in Chalul Alas Hashabbos and Gepeshov." In the Ramban, and this shit is also like that. And the Ramban shit takes the country. Now again, in regard to the Sofik Baraglia, whether in Beneach it is chilek sheyeh misakonim. So, and the doctor says yes, he did in a high, but it's allowed. So, according to cases in the Rambam, the answer is no. According to the Miri and the Rambam, the answer is he is allowed. Now, let's see what the. What Kamilina says. I think the Kamilin in Sanhedrin is highly contagious. The Gemara in Abrizore that Chobot implies that the only business why a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to deliver a pagan baby in Mishra is because she can avoid Eivor by saying Lidichon, the Mitter of Mishapse. So Mechalinon, and in Lizidon, the Mintar Shabbos Mechalinon, Lizidchon, the Loi Mintar Shabbos, Loi Mechalinon. So, but suppose it's not acceptable? I'm sure that this kind of an explanation will not be acceptable to the going today. You think Jesse Jackson will accept such an explanation? He'll become an anti-Semite and he will start campaigning against towards violence against all Jews, if he hears an explanation like that. So the psychology of the people today is not the way it was this month about. Fortunately or unfortunately, I mean, it's not the same. So, many didn't say that it's Shana Teva, but Teva B'Yodom was certainly Shana on many issues, the Teva B'Yodom. The only thing that remains constant is that just as people commit averas in the days of Chazalos, or people commit averas today too. That's the only thing that remains constant. But except for that, the Tel Aviodon changed completely. Some may say. So Tisbe says that Rav Kavitiv Rabbi only mean in Lochet Rabona, where it's Giyaz Mane. So it's mature baby, but in connection with the Melocha that I say, so we're mocking the evil, we are not allowed in the Chalashat. I think Kamiyen is hurt. Kamiyen is hurt. In the contrast, Kamiyen understood the evil in Sanhedrin. Soba, that is the name of Ishar Shore, and he's allowed to cut the umbilical cord, even if it's not Kol Chodashim. Even if it's not Kol Chodashim, today, for example, sometimes doctors induce labor, so it's not Kol Chodashim yet. So then it involves the cutting off of the umbilical cord involved in Lochel Reise, according to Rabbi Yenes. So the Mokim Eivo, it's mutter to deliver a pagan baby, even if it involves in Lochel Reise. Now, we see the Lochel of Kamir. I bought Rabbi Yenes. Because, you see, I want you on Nefesh here to look at the Russian. Abiyah's Russian is very Vedic, he mentions the Vamaya Sutta, the feeling that the Zohar is a Raya Sutta, it's Kamvamaya Satsuma in Sotsyala Vamaya. And then he mentions the Sutta of the Ramban. Ramini was a contemporary of the Ramban, but he knew of the Ramban. So, Vedic, me for Shim, Shim, Din, Raya, Meitsi, Shinosan, in of the Isha, the Helatino, the Omu Chachomi, Yomus Falti Goyle, Yomus Faltanu from Aruma, Yomus Falti Saturday. Die Chidu Shoye Mistachin kann nur Satin Dome, kann Rinnen dem Mandoma Rishishi Shoye So, die Oma Kinder nur Satin Kod, die Lad Hoche, Jeshi Bet Nefesh, Amma Yomus, Naayon in Estem. You see, here it was written, Jeshi Bet Nefesh, and that's very good, Jeshi Bet Nefesh, Pit. So somebody, I don't know who did it, so put the Jeshi in parentheses and put the name. And then it doesn't make sense. But we'll be it. Vama kinda no satin copy, vila boche yeshi de nefesh, amayonus mishale, so it's a raya, that even his hamon is atzme. So by gila raya, it's the other yabe. The chid ten nishan osa, that the Mohammed mentions. The chid in the yulionus, kelein av the hoche, the chid in the yulionus, kloma, Yoche Ionso. Apple Gab Ionus, Lun Shamulei, will say that over there is different. Because over there, so who could be considered as Onus? The man who's most named of the Isha. So his life is in danger. But the woman, her life is not in danger. Someone wears, so it means that here, the Deche of Onus is not Shayach, insofar as the Isha is concerned. What kind of an Inus is she overtaken? Why? Because the man, a certain man developed the mania at certain time, and because of that his life is in danger, so she's an Anuso. But, in other Avera, so there is a Locha of the Chayben, that the Gvach Nefesh is Deche. Some of them make any difference. My life, somebody else's life. Pigach Nefesh is there. Mashem came, Arayes, so Pigach Chayven don't apply to Arayes. So Pigach Nefesh is not there. But Tomus Chachmur, Tatrash, why is that Arayes? But it's still the Chuyuk in Yisra Nefesh himself for Arayes. Because of Kiddush Hashem. So when is there the Mechayv of Kiddush Hashem, Yisra Mlavira, so then you have to demonstrate before the going that they can force us to be either the Teo. But Tzchalam is Hatzme, there is no Kiddush Hashem, there is no Chilash. Mashiach over there, so it's only Pigach Nefesh, not Onus, because she is not an Onus. As a matter of fact, and neither of the enemy means, even he is not an Onus. Because the Rambam, I mean, many of the Shem say, suppose a person like the Jews in Spain in 1492, so they gave them a deadline. Till, I mean, when was it? The deadline had to be on Tisha B'Av. I don't know in the civil calendar what day it was with the deadline. So by that time, they had the choice of going into exile. But after that, they didn't have the alternative of going into exile. Even if they embraced the faith in Israel, or they were executed, you know, the Inquisition, you know. So suppose someone who had an opportunity to go to exile, but he took it easy, then he stayed there till after the Tisha B'Av, and then the inquisitor said to him, don't accept Christianity, so you'll be executed with the Inquisition. So then he's not promised. Then he's not promised. Many of the Shem say, you'll be postulators. You're postulators. And some Rishonim said he's still an Onus. Some Rishonim said he's an Onus. Why? Because, oh, he's an Onus. Because at the end, when he doesn't raise the Christian faith, so he's already an Onus. The other alternative would be to be killed. And some Rishonim say, but he could have avoided it, he could have gone into exile, and not faced death. So he's a Mashiach. So Mele, according to the Rishonim, not only in the woman, and I'm a son. Even the man is not a man. What kind of a man? Why did he develop, why did he cultivate the taiva? Bishas. He shouldn't have indulged in taivas. So he wouldn't have his life wouldn't be in danger. So even the man maybe is not a mess, you see. Certainly the woman is not a mess, so. But even the man possibly is not a mess. So that's why the Nitzyomu spout the boy. And the Gachnefer doesn't apply to him. The Hutei Mishan also, the Hilayim Nisom, Kaleima, the Ochayiliya Nisom, Atal Gav Yom, the Hilayim Shavim Roy, in other words, even if we assume that he is anonymous, because in the end, his life is in danger, but she is not a Nisom. Harayom go bichol nisrapin chutin ha'ase ha'sheiro, ba'atilu dinokin sakone, כי דאמרו נוסם גבי אור, ואם עוד רבו, נוסף קונש, נוסף קונש, מי עושה, ואפילו אוכל בת השיר עושה. So we see that, פיקוח נפש is very חייב in a situation where there is no illness. If Shimon is a חיירה, and Rubin is not a חיירה, can you say, Rubin is an illness? How could you say that? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, in the Nami, the Ramban, in the Nami says, if you look at the Rosh of the Ramban, so he says, if one Jew's life is in danger, so every other Jew is considered as an honest. Right. But he says, the Chokai Gavne, Oysom Mikrim Nechal Nisa Shabbos, Al Chilashi Nisa Kone, Kmoishim Tiru, that's the crucial expression, Kmoishim Tiru La'akeya Vlodeis Lidehimas Goy Bishabbos. That we are allowed to deliver a baby to the Hina Hashashah. But he means, you know, even Gimore, Aishes Akon, sometimes Gimore is used in this, I mean, so the expression, the Hina Sakon. But it means Aishes Akon, that's what it means, it doesn't mean baby. It means Aishes Akon. So it says, Moshe, Hiro Laki of Lovers. What does it mean? Where is the video? It's the Gemara that Chabod Nabdizot. So, Sabra Bisik and Neyma, Meyudi, Mishar Shoga, Mishmeiva, Chapai says, there is no Eid. But suppose there is Eid. So we can deliver a pagan baby. Then it's called the Behemoth Akum, the Shabbos. I mean, I'm sure that it means Eishe Sakum, it doesn't mean Behemoth Akum. There is no Cheta, but the Asia Sakon. But according to the Asia, it's only when it involves a Lachad Rabbona, not a Lachad Raisi. So what did you try to prove? In other words, in Chile, he is trying to prove that the Halacha, that Kach Nefesh is Deiche, is not based upon us. Maybe the whole Halacha of the Chaybet is declaratory of us. In other words, the halacha is that I think that the Nochonim in his Kibbutz Arover, in certain circles, says that in one way. I think so. I don't remember the research. You see, that the halacha of the Chayben is declaratory of ones. Is declaratory of ones. In other words, true that one can be Michal Shabbos in order to save the life of another Jew, too. Because if there is a Yibud Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, so every person is considered a man. As a matter of fact, you can see it in the Russian of the Ramban and Muhammad and Zanadar. I don't want to go over it again. So he is trying to prove that there is a special halacha that Kach Nefesh is Deiche, which is not based upon the concept of Onus. First of all, Rabbi Yehine holds that Onus is only Shayach, when there is a vice-ness, but when there is no vice-ness, it's not in the Onus. And if I'm really cheating like the Rambam, not like the Rambam. The Rambam, yeah, in another place, in the sugya of Eilid Nadu here, if you look from here, so you see that in case of Chere, so if somebody will be absorbed by Chere, he will be hired Nisitu, only in case of a mercy. But he says the din of the Chayvayim is not declaratory. It's not declaratory. It's not because if there is an Ibn Nefesh Achas in Israel, some melee is considered heinous in respect to every other Jew. But in other words, all the Jews are considered like good health. So in other words, what difference does it make? Whether there is danger to my life or there is danger to another Jew's life. The same thing. So, some melee things, no, it's not it. There is a special halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is danger also. And even in a case where there is no mitzvah, so it's still deicher also. In other words, that the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh, deicher Shabbos, is not based upon the mitzvah of being mad, even when there is no mitzvah. And there is a riot from the Russians and heaven to that effect too. What time is now? 25 after 12? Yes? So we have 20 more minutes. That I am based on faith. The Mora says, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth line from the top. Tom Rabon, in the parish of Machteres. In Machteres, in what's that, I don't know, the hook of the lady, same with Domi. In Zohol Vashemesh, so yes, in that. Why? In Luizokho Hashem Hashem Yidomi? Because he's a lady. Because in case the Gane breaks in with the intention that in the event the Paradise will put up a fight, he resists the social power. Some male indoor Paradise has a choice to say to him, take whatever you want. Don't touch me. But he's not in a hurry to lose his mind. In the event, he will resist the Ganet. So the Ganet is ready to kill the Balabais, there is no way. But since it's only a Rishus, but since he has the alternative of giving him the money, so then the Ganet will not kill him, so he's not in the way to kill him. And he can kill him. He has a license to kill him. But he's not in the way to kill him. So Tom Rabbanon, Domin Loi, Ben Dechel Ben Isha. In the case where he's not a lady, so then he's ben dechei or ben shabbos. In the domain where he's a lady, ben dechei or ben shabbos. Vishleimei in the domain ben dechei or ben shabbos. So that's the Tiras HaKosov tells us that you're allowed to kill the ganef who is born machteres in my shabbos. In my shabbos. Vishleimei in the domain ben dechei or shabbos is Salt by the Hamilton, the Dahaba, who the best in Shabbos with Katrino, Komashmo and the Katrino. Don Lloyd being the Hill being Shabbos, Hashi the Hill with Katrino Lay, the Shabbos Lupoy. Don Lay means also Vashemesh. He's a regular gunner. He's a nice guy. He wouldn't kill. He just wants to steal. So then we're not allowed to kill him. We're not allowed to kill him. So what sticks us across him? You're not allowed to kill him, being the chil in Shabbos. You're not allowed to kill him the chil. So of course the Shabbos are not allowed to kill him. So why do the Torah have to mention the special zeh zakosu? Amar akeishes lo yitzricho elo nipakeh achol of zakah. Zakeh of zakah. The special zeh zakosu is that he is zohol v'ashemesh. He's just a gamet, not he ready to kill. So not only they're not allowed to kill. Suppose as he breaks in, so some of the stones fall upon him and his life is in danger. So we are allowed to to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the Gam. There's a Tzor Tzor. So the Rashi says, we can kill all the Gam, in Kisho Yochite, not all of the Gam, Mifakhino. Mifakhino. Heichad in Yubal Yiskin Foshes. Avon in Yubal Yiskin Foshes, ki minita lihog, in the Loya Shoye, Gavrek Teri, Mishatskir. So then Rashi adds, that's only the Gamma from the Nathalab. But if it's the Gamma whom we are allowed to kill, so then he's the Gamma Pele, and suppose the Gamma falls on him, we are not allowed. So we are allowed to be, we are not allowed to be in the Chal Shabbos to say this. So some makes the Kasha against the Kasha. Why? Because he's the Gamma Pele. Why is the Gamma Pele? Because he's a rake, so he's allowed to kill. So since we got a tailor, some melee, is not the Hashem, because he's around. So some of the Kashi, why does Kashi have to resort to the concept of that tailor? We are allowed to kill it. So there's certainly no mitzvah of saving his life. If we are allowed to kill him, the Chathchile. If we are allowed to kill him, the Chathchile, so. There is no mitzvah batzole, so how can this Pikach Nebe be there a Shabbos? Why do we have to resort to the town? Because he's a God of Tere. Special Aloha that the answer is, Rashi Shikim is that the Aloha of Pikach Nebe is there a Shabbos is not based upon the mitzvah of the town. Even in the case where there is no mitzvah batzole. But the fact that through the Chil Shabbos you save the human life, that is their chance. Without the Mishra Batzor. So maybe if not for the concept of God of Tele, so maybe one would be allowed to Michal Shabbos at all. He's not Mechulif, it's only a Rishus. So suppose it happened in Yachel. If he's not in Mechulif, so Mishachel, and the God told him. So he's allowed him to be Matzor. Allowed him to be matzoni. So Mele, by Shabbos, should also, if he wants to say him, he should be allowed to be Bechal Shabbos. So it's not a Shabbos. Because it's the Gavot. And that's the Pshat Mezel Zakosu. Why do you thought that to tell us that if he's a Gamet that we are not allowed to kill, so then we are Bechal Shabbos to be matzoni. Of course, he's a regular Gamet. Tell us that the Nefesh of the Gamet is there in Shabbos. That we know. Why, only a nice Jew is this one of the Shabbos. And the Gamet in Jew is not there in Shabbos. So the answer is that the Zakos tells us, only if he's not a Gamet, then we allow the Nehuyev to be called Shabbos. But if he is a Gamet, we are not allowed. Why? Because he's a Gamet. But not because there is no mitzvah batzot. So we see from Rashi that Pikach Nefesh, the Echkvatzot Kolei, is not based upon the mitzvah, even without the mitzvah. So Mele, that is, so Mele, that's the ayah from me. What do we say? So he says, you'll say, what does Bahamuya say? Bahamuya will say, the reason is to buy it. The reason is to why the reason is to why even though it was the Shama Mesatzme, because there he wasn't an honest. So there he wasn't an honest. So he says, so because he himself developed the type. And so the woman is certainly not considered an honest. And so what do we say? That the Pikach Nefesh is only Deiche when it's an Enes. And even though the Pikach Nefesh is Deiche, somebody else is Pikach Nefesh. So, But we see that the Chacham knew on Matir to be Mechalas HaShabbos in order to save the life of a pagan. There is no mitzvah at all with the Mokmeve. Shalom Mokmeve, it's also with that. But the Mokmeve, there is no mitzvah at all. So maybe we are allowed to even to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's a raya that the Aloha that the Pukach Nefesh is there is not based upon the mitzvah at all. Because an Akum Roshe, we see the Rabbi Yisrelea, whom we are not allowed to be Matzi under ordinary circumstances, because of this honey. Can you say the Mok Neighbor there is a mitzvah at all? It's a header. And still, the Gemara says, that we allow to bring the Chal Shabbos, so it's a raya that the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh is decha, is not based upon the fact that he's an host. In other words, if there is a new Nefesh in Israel, somebody else's life, so it's also an end. But you couldn't say that a new Nefesh of Nakum Roshe, who under ordinary circumstances we are not allowed to be matzil, that this is an Enes, that's an Enes. So the special halacha of the chayim that Pikuach Nefesh is there, Pikuach Nefesh of a human being is there all the same. Even when there is no mitzvah at all. And we see from Rashi that even the Pikuach Nefesh of the Rebbe, if he wants to save his life without a special Zeros HaKosuv, we would say he's allowed in the Chal Shabbos. But there is a Zeros HaKosuv that in as much as he's a Gavik Teir, so his Pikuach Nefesh is not there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there. So you see, it's not. This is what Rabbeinu means. So he says, "Kmoishin kiru laakir vlodeis leheves akum nishav." So you see that there is a special aloche that pikuach nefesh, even when he's not an enes. So that pikuach nefesh is there. So why did the Chacham say Yomus Val Tiboyle, but it was Mishava Nes Atzmei? So it's a raya that it's your Loyave reading the case of Mishava Nes Atzmei. Oh, this is so Rav Yehine is chilling on the sheet of this. Now we can understand the Russian of the year. The Miri says, Pikuach Nefesh Neilchen Achav Be'achar Reifit of Chot HaShoyi B'Yisraeli Ve'iv De'alili Mimoem Ve'iv De'alili Ma'admeni She'im Hem Yitzur Nirchal HaShabbos Aleim Achav She'im Hem Shum Das B'gam Nechei Shishi B'chever Sarodom So'im Hem Yitzur Nirchal HaShabbos Aleim. Why did you use such a strange Rosh Neim Hem Yitzur? Eilun Rashoyi. Oh, Eilun Rashoyi B'chal HaShabbos, not Eilun Yitzur. Even Mitzurim has the connotation that he is allowed, if he wants, he can. You know, because there are certain situations. If he wants to Mechal Shabbos, he can. What's the situation? Not in the case where there is no evil, but in the case where there is evil, even though there is no Sakonis Tiposhe still in Israel. So then, Rabbi Yehine says that the Gemara means even in Loch of the Raisa we can deliver a pagan baby. Why? Because the Pikuach Nefesh of every human being is different Shabbos, is different concept. Even more than the Nevet Kehot, and even an Akum Rosh, even an Akum Rosh. But if there is no evil and an Akum Rosh, so there is a Loch of the Mayim of the Meridi, so even Mishachir Lechal to be Matzah, how can I be Mechal Shabbos? I mean, but in a case where the Mesachil there is no Isa, let's say Mokneibo, so there is no Isa of Yisachon. So in Melea, it can even be Mechal Shabbos. So that's why it says, Sheino Mitzuri, even if he's maybe the Chobin Mazol Yisachad Meini, so it could also be with if there is a Mokneibo. Right. Now,
second, I'm not going to.
Mizawa do Mizawa. Tone. The end of the fourth line from the top. Never now have dissolved if a Gehine was worshipped. So then it's also unfair. It's not effective in Sanganoya, in Balchai. It does not become effective in Sanganoya, heavy. But in Mizbeach, it's also. Izeu Nevet. Kol Sheidim may say, Bin Bishayi, Bin Binezi, Bin Beinez, Bin Dov. If anybody bowed down to the Gehine, as a human, they bowed down to the Gehine. So it's also called Hayle Sechadot. Lab the Indona Rims Habir in Stachno. No, Tony, Nebet, not the former, I skipped the former. Tony, Nebet shall lay also and shall have a ring. Nebet is also in his bear. So only if, let's say, a woman has a brain, and the woman bowed down Lab is over to his brain, so it's also in his bear. But suppose the woman has a brain, and she may bow down to the brain. It doesn't come from the Zbeach. Why? Because they're not in the Israel to go Shein Shalem. That's what the Bible says. For me, Israel never called Shein in Israel. In the Shein, in the Mezi, in the Ines, in the Rots. I hear the Sikha Dome. Keep laughing in Donas, the Ines, Chavir, the Shachra. So the Bible says that he never the Ines is also in Zbeach. What does it mean? What is the reference to? To a case where a woman bowed down to the Hema Shiva. So we see the Torah means a Dogo, Shein Shabbat. Omar Alabach, on the Lord, to gain Shom Sui, the Kehotu, the Shtachta, the Dehem, the Dehem. That's what the Pisces says, that Bain Davis, it's also means they are. It doesn't have reference to the case where Ruben bowed down to King Bein, then it's not also in the Be'er, because in the nation of the Shin Shalei, the price has reference to the case where the Chodim said to Ruben, listen, you bow down to your own Bein, if not, we'll kill you. If not, we'll kill you. So Menele, even though he was an Amushan bowing down to the Bein becomes also in the Be'er. Mask it was a prayer, in such a case, why should the Hina be also in the prayer? Hina is Chachmone Patre, the Chsibel and Aro is Asdor. So in such a case, since he's an Oros, he's bowing down to his own day, so the Hina should be more terrible than that. Hello, Mama. Hake hoi uklau is your day. Ukshe porat lo hakosu de chai ben de lo ishi omus be, yotre Hina is. You heard the Kosovo Rahmone, who is Chalwe Shem Kochi, the Afil Beinez, Ho Ketzat, Ho Bitzine, the Hobby Parhesche. So, anyway, so what is here as follows? On one hand, we have the Zakosu of the Chalwe Sote, and it's half his own. So that should apply even to the case of him, even to the case where an Amos tells the Jew, you bow down to a behemoth. Otherwise we'll kill you. So the love of himself, you should apply. You should not be allowed, even under the threat of death, to bow down. But then the Torah says, the high battle is not there. Your saying is, so in case of threat of death, you should be allowed to be bowed down to the pain. But what of course, Rahman is the how we should coach it, that to the inness. Okay, it's a hobby thing of the Pharisee. So in other words, when we say this Halashim Kotchi di Fahesh, but the Tine, he doesn't have to be Mishnefesh himself. So Mele, what it says, that when the Price says, that Ezel Neve, Kol Sheib de Ednesi, Bein Sheik, Bein Nezi, Bein Eines, see at its reference to the Kates, of Paresh. So then he's not allowed to bow down to the Bein. So maybe it's also in his bear. Mashenke, and the Onus Rahmane Patre has reference to the case of the Tzim. So from this Gemara it's Mashma that Rabbe Paschens Leich und Ishma, der Tim bei dieser Beziehung, mit sie alle war ja, weil er auch nicht verhässt, bei dieser so, mit sie ja, ja, ein Differenz between a dieser und andere Aderes, because bei andere Aderes, in die Verhässe, ich bin nicht dran, wenn man es hat, mit sie alle war ja, bei der dieser, ich bin die Verhässe, eben, ich bin es nicht dran, wenn man es hat, so, it is, that's how it was, so, that's the, so, so it's your, but yeah, but it's in it, it's your, not your, like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Lezer says, that by the Zohar, it's always in it, it's in it, it's your, but yeah. So this says no, has to show you that Rabbi Paschal is like that. Because if Rabbi Paschal is like that, then we have to pass like that. So then it means that Jews, not the Jews, it's in it. And if we know, I mean, the Jews throughout the ages were misanthropic themselves in case of the Zohar. So there is a taste test in the Sura that he tests, but that's a sheet of Tchulam. And we know that Hashem Machir, in Jesus, in a lot of places, in Shas, is also Chulam. The taste says in Yechanan, or other customs like Shmuel, and there is no immature way out of the but Jesus here says has to show the Torah should pass. Because if all the passments like that, then we have to pass like that. And the opinion of Jews throughout the ages didn't take it like that. So why does God say, come to Tzine, come to Tzine, in order to explain it, in a little bit of Ishmael. In a little bit of Ishmael. But in a little bit of Hilka say, so in the Tzine, it's also in his bear. Because of Kiddush Hashem, so it's mechuyev to be misanafishim. So this is what the Gemara says. Now, the king, hobi tzine, hobi fareshi, the chile mashma, the hobi sfirole, the inez di tzine, inez di sabatzim, when it yakachol, when you're in the tzine, when you're in the tzine, the shore and hamle, the hobi tzine, Kashi, the Hashem, the Nitzi, Abis Khobin, the other body, the Shin is the Batahoye, Kasha Leva, Posaki of Yehanan, the Mabshir, the Zero Leven, the Shin, the Solo, Komitsi Shabatevo, the other body, because I'm coming to Raisha Domi, Yokalaku, the Hesit, and Limus Khobin, Kochi, the Kahmir, the Hobin Nami, the Yehan, the Hotel Kamisham, the Kutsa, the Raisa, the other of the Shmuel, the Khim Ashman, the number of the basic suits, the Hotel, the Yehan. Dama Rabbi Yosem Kamen Am Luche, Amru Yisilu Chsunet, Dama Maare Uchayim Yidoshim Yitashot, the Nefesh Al Tichon Yarayish Kudam, Vosem Amru Bitzina Maia, Dei Derek Shiyem Yisisi Mitnei, Umeiri, Dei Di Harab Rabbi Shem Kitsi Zid Hamid Vishachida, Kosa Bisipir Yisil Amirim Yisil Shini, Rabbi Dipir Yitab Shmoyer Nipon Tari Yitabir, El Hohe Yishim, Oma Rabbi Haki Rui Yitlal Yitzyotri, Vein Azore Vein Yisi, Kishoina Bechaime and Yotzein is the Tzimu Yikrim Dikeya. Vein Azoret, Vein Yise. Abo Ho Meide Rode Dikeesem Vecho Natshecho Sheyeish Nimse Ratzme Yatu Vecho Nimse. Ki Dioma Rebleza Vipraise. Kishoina Lezachau Yohadre Vechole Vainehine Vipahesye Vein Azoret, Vein Yise. Vehoyu Virode Shuhu Vashkotim. Lepoli Kalinde Rabbi Yechane Sor Dikayom Posak HaShulpesh, Jeish Rodin Yisev Atzim Le-Yisev Atzim Le-Yisev Atzim. Now the Shikha of the Smaa involves a very big thing. He said as follows, Rode passes like a blessing. Has he shown that Rode should not pass like a blessing? And Rode is made that Abizori has been mislefish himself even with him. Why? Because you have to show the Kehav, the Chom, the Chom, the Chom, the Chom, the Chom, so it's only inside the essay of the Chonafshah. But the Yisra Rabbi Zohar is not there. The Yisra Rabbi Zohar is not there. So in other words, if a Jew was forced by an anus to bow down to Rabbi Zohar, it's not there. He has to let himself be killed. Suppose he didn't let himself be killed. He's not there himself. Because the Yisra of Mishra of Deir is the Koch Nefesh in Deir. We don't even have to resort to the concept of Anusrahmanta. Because there are many Rishonim who are here in the Rambam, who say, what kind of Anus is? Anus means, let's say, the Naram Rosa is right. What could she do? But here, when he's forced to the evil of his own, he's not an Anus. Let him give up his life. It's not easy, of course it's not easy. But that doesn't make him an Anus. So the Rambam Shittin is, he has even a bonus anymore. He has even a bonus anymore. But some Rishonim say he doesn't even have a din of Anus. Since he's mechulek in the Mishanefesh, but according to the smart, assuming that he's not an Anus, but he's only mechulek in the Mishanefesh himself because of the lesson of the Apshe, Hashem Rishon to Chon Apshecho. Chon Apshecho. So, he's not high priest for what, 18 Hidra Meset? He's high priest for the love of Mishanefesh. The lack of resulting is not justice. We say it's not lawful. It's not. Okay, that's only sin. But if it is defiled, so then it's in high risk. So the question is, why defiled is in high risk? One of you, if the Hanefesh is clear, the love of himself, but defiled, there is Chil Hashem. So, if there are few reasons for Chil Hashem, many Jews are Chal Hashem, you know. She's going to be sure so that Chal Hashem is highest. Whatever he has to do, there's a few pieces of Chal Hashem. So why should we not put it in here? It's only an idea of Chal Hashem. So the Shite, I'm sorry, but you know, I'm always careful, just a few minutes. There is. Thank you.